The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report with myself and Corey Fleck. We are chatting right now with Byron King. We kind of reinvigorated a friendship with Byron at the Sprott Conference in New York that was held last July. We will be returning to that conference, by the way, this coming summer, which sounds like it's a long ways off, but, you know, it ain't all that far away. Having said that, Byron, you just got back from New Orleans, and you had some comments while we were chatting off mic about how you feel about the resource companies in this particular sector, where they are today, who's left, and what perhaps should be done with those companies that are left. You want to elaborate for our listeners, if you would, please?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. It's great to be with you. I was down last week at the New Orleans Investment Conference. This was the 40th anniversary. And you know, talk about a conference that lives through the cycles. I mean, you've got your good years, your bad years, your good seasons, your bad seasons. I mean, if you follow the resource sector, and almost by definition, if you're listening to our show today, this show, I mean, you know, you're plugged into it. If you follow this stuff, you know that we're in the midst of the absolute, you know, dregs, doldrums, bad days of the market. You know, things are just beaten down into the dirt. But, .. the man said, you know, but, I mean, down in New Orleans, as I went through the exhibit hall, I was really very impressed at the quality of the companies that were there, because these are the survivors. These aren't, you know, the summer sunshine patriot companies, when everything's rising and everything's good and everybody and their dog has a piece of goat pasture on the far side of some mountain in the middle of nowhere, and it's the next great gold mine. Yeah, everybody's raising money, and it's so confusing during those good times. These are the survivors. These are the guys who know how to raise money. They know how to spend it wisely. They know when not to spend it. They have serial successes. They've raised money in a tough market. They've spent it at the drill bit, and they've pulled those drill bits out of the ground, and they've actually found something. You know, or, and you got to give people credit for this, or they've figured out that we have to kill a project because we're not finding anything. You know, they're not overspending, you know, drilling the heck out of a loser, you know. So a lot of the companies that were down there exhibiting are survivors, good management teams. They have money. They can raise money. They know what they're doing. Those are the kind of companies that are, they're still beaten down. They've been pulled down in the suction, the same as everybody else. Some of those plays are at, you know, bargain basement prices. I mean, and I know that, you know, everybody who's in this sector is, you've heard bargain basement, you know, galore, you know, bargain basement until next week when it's even more bargain and more basement. But I'm telling you that some of these small guys that are still around and that are, showing success are good plays. And now the other thing to remember is, you know, we're talking right now, as we speak, it's the end of October. It's October 31st. It's Halloween, you know, when we're talking here. But, this coming month of November is the annual, you might call it, tax loss selling season, where certainly in Canada, but also, you know, across the other rest of the investing world, you know, people are selling, getting rid of their losers, they're getting rid of their dogs, they're selling things perhaps at a loss in order to book it against something that they had as a gain. I mean, people who've diversified, you know, you've got tech, you've got biotech, you've got software, you've got whatever that has done really, really well this year. Perhaps you're going to balance that against some of these other things that did poorly. So the net, things are bad and have been bad in resources for the last month or two. I believe they're probably going to get a little bit worse here in November, but that's going to be, you know, the buying opportunity as people sell down. And so this again is your chance to pick up things in November at a relative bargain, 10, 20, 30%. And then come January and February, when these things start to kick back in and the market has a little bit more of a pulse, you know, you might be able to score a quick, 15, 20, 30% gain in the next couple of months, you know, if you have the right kind of ideas, the right plays for well-managed, well-run companies.
Well, Byron, tying this all together, tax loss selling is just simply one of those things that comes around every year. It is probably the most consistent cyclical aspect of our market. There are people that simply either want to get those losses off of their statements to start off the new year fresh, or they do actually have gains and they do want to counteract some of those gains with these losses that I know you have some of them. I know I have some of them. You just look at them day after day and they just wear on you. And finally, the tax loss selling season comes and you're like, you know what? Let's think of my taxes first. But I want to get back to that point of you talking about the companies that are still out there that are still doing work, that have been able to raise money. We have a sponsor company who just raised $10 million, and that's saying something in this market. Plus, we have other companies that I think are very important to pay attention to what they're doing. It's not all about just drilling and drilling. You need to be moving the project forward with a good thought process, whether you're moving towards planning out a mine or whether you're focusing on a high-grade aspect of a project. Because the fact of the matter is the market for juniors has changed quite drastically in the last 3 years, and now it's all about high-grade and very high efficiency with the dollars you have.
I mean, we're not in a sector market anymore in the sense that, oh, let's all just buy gold mining companies. Oh, let's buy, you know, uranium companies. Let's buy platinum companies or something like that. You know, you don't just buy the sector. You have to be a serious stock picker. And it's like Mark Twain said, you put all your eggs in one basket and then watch that basket. No, you put one or two of your eggs in the basket, but you still watch that basket because you can't look at the sector. I mean, if you look at gold, the sector is getting killed. I mean, look at today. You know, the dollar is getting stronger and stronger. Gold is down, you know, under, it's in the 1100 some dollar range. Silver is down, touching 16 bucks an ounce. I mean, you know, the sector is getting slaughtered. But if you need to look at the right companies within there that have management that is thinking, as you mentioned, in a strategic sort of way. They're not just drilling willy-nilly. You know, go poke holes in the ground until you're broke. I mean, they're looking for certain things. They have smart enough geologists and smart enough engineers. They can pull those drill cores out and put them in the wire diagrams, and they can build the right kind of model in their head, or very preferably, you know, on a piece of paper, on a computer, of, you know, what this ore body looks like, you know. And not everybody's going to build a mine. You've got to understand who the people are. I mean, some people are really good finders. They're not very good builders. Some other people are good builders. They're not good finders. You know, the idea is that you want to hold shares in the right company at the right time. You want to own the finder when he's finding and the builder when he's building and, you know, the producer when they're producing. You get into this issue of high grading now too, where because gold prices are so low, people are choking off their resource in the sense that they're going for the high grams per ton and they're leaving the low grams per ton behind. Whereas in the original mine plan, they were going to mix this rock all together at a certain grade, you know, make money. And so you had a certain size resource. One of the things you have to be aware of here is that after a couple of quarters of digging out your high grade ore, now all of a sudden you have to restate your reserves. You've got to restate your total resource because you've just killed off, you know, part of the base of your mine. So you, again, you know, you've got to understand what, you know, who's doing what. And this is where, you know, if you're a geo, if you're an engineer, maybe you can do it on your own. This is, you know, this is where the newsletter business, you know, comes into play where, you know, some of us try to do it for the readers. Some of us at least try to steer the readers in the right way, eliminate the ones that are just the clearly unsuitable plays.
It's all about your time frame. You know, I was ready to, I don't want to say commit suicide, but I was very unhappy in 2008 and 2009. But I remembered from my past experience, you know, been a lot of years in this business, I remembered from my past experience that we are in a cyclical situation. This too shall pass. I have to say, I agree 100% with your comments about the companies that you visited that were exhibiting down in New Orleans. This too shall pass, and I have to tell you, when is it going to happen? God only knows. But I have to say this. those people who are invested with a portion of their money in the resource sector are going to be very happy at some point in the future. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with Axel Merck of Merck Investments, probably one of the most knowledgeable guys out there, certainly in the top five who we talk with, and we talk with people from all over the world. Axel, I want to get your comments on something that was announced at the end of last week. It was announced specifically Thursday evening and Friday morning for some people, depending on the time zone, and it has to do with the quantitative easing that was announced in Japan. Can you comment on that?
Well, certainly. The Japanese, the Bank of Japan, said they're going to increase the money they're printing after the close in the stock market in Japan. The pension fund in Japan that has about 1.2 trillion investments says they're going to double their investment in stocks, both domestically and foreign. They were investing about 12.5% in each. They're going to be investing about 25% in each. So half the pension fund in the stock market. Surprise, surprise, stocks globally went up. The yen tanked on that news. And it wasn't, I mean, the Japanese are printing as a percentage of their GDP, their population, whatever you want to call it, much more than the Fed will ever do or has done. But what happened is caught many people off guard. The yen has been one of the less volatile currencies, which means traders are piling in with leverage, and many were caught on the wrong side of that trade, and that's why the yen just zoomed weaker and is dramatically weaker at the end of the week.
Yeah, Axel, this announcement did catch people off guard. I believe the vote was 5-4, which shows that there was some opposition in the Japanese central bank there. However, it seems to be this road, even though we hear the criticism continuing on how their currency is being run, they keep on printing more, going down this road of further printing, which it seems like every country is except for the U.S. Why do you think Japan continues on this road? Will it actually work?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, surprises, of course, in the eye of the beholder. What Mr. Abe wants to do is he wants to boost his economy by debasing the currency, boosting exports, and somehow inducing structural reform. Of course, none of that is going to work. Import prices are going to go up, but nothing has really worked yet. But the question is, of course, when these policies don't work so well, what's he going to do? Is he going to fade away, or is he going to double down? And we've argued for a while he's going to double down, and this is a sign of that. They have too much debt, just like there's too much debt in Europe, just like there's too much debt in the U.S. And guess what? There's a tremendous incentive to debase the value of that debt. And now, just put it into context, we have actually printed more money in the U.S. Relative to what we had in 2008 than anybody else out there. We've beaten everybody. The Japanese are playing catch-up. Now, when they're done, they will have printed a multiple of what we've printed in the U.S. But at this stage, they're playing catch-up. It's one of the reasons people give them kind of the benefit of the doubt. Now, another point I'd like to make is everybody likes to debase their currency. The U.S. is the one country that had been reasonably silent on the topic. And then earlier in the month, we had some FOMC minutes where they suddenly said, oops, the strong dollar might be a problem. Well, guess what? The dollar really started to surge at the end of Q3. And so it's not really fully reflected yet in the earnings. And I would bet that at the end of Q4, we will have tons of companies lamenting about the poor earnings and blaming the currency on the malaise. When we have a global economy that doesn't do so well, now the dollar gets stronger. In the meantime, the stock market is pricing in as if the sky is the limit.
The stock market is pricing in as if the sky is the limit. And here's a question I have for you. Now, the markets have done obviously very, very well of late. After providing a bit of a scare here a week or so ago, of late they've been performing very, very well. The precious metals markets have not been performing very particularly well. My guess is that what's going on is that people are starting to believe that the U.S. is now okay. We went through about 6 years of some very, very serious trepidation, and trepidation, quite frankly, is almost not a strong enough word. But I would maintain that right now, at least for the time being, and that's a very critical phrase, at least for the time being, I would maintain that people are breathing a sigh of relief and saying, all's well, let's jump in and make some money. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a sign of wishful thinking. That
of course
was my interpretation. A couple of things. There's the market, and then there's the real economy. The market, a couple of days ago, had you asked me, I would have said we're ready for a crash. And the ready I would have said that a few days ago is because the one thing central banks have achieved is they compressed risk premia, meaning risky assets don't appear risky anymore, junk bonds don't yield anything more, and the stock market appears, quote-unquote, safe. As the Fed is trying to engineer an exit, we have to reprice assets, stocks have to plunge, and that's going to cause severe economic headwinds because rebased as recovered asset price inflation. Now, what has changed is the Japanese are now playing printing master of the world, and so we might get live in this fairy tale world for a little bit longer, except, of course, the Japanese are going to start buying stocks starting in the spring of next year. And they now said they're going to buy these stocks. We've popped up asset prices. It's the announcement that matters. And so I'm not so sure whether this euphoria can last. And they are kind of talking about the economic fundamentals. We've based this recovery on asset price inflation. And so we're really dependent on this cheap money. I mean, what the Japanese are doing is giving us, it kind of shows us the how this is going to unfold. The Japanese are selling out, the pension fund sells out their domestic investments, gobbling up foreign assets, and they're going to trash their currency. And so they have to restructure the debt at some point, and maybe it's a little less painful if they own foreign assets. The problem, of course, they're going to have, the rest of the world is going to play exactly the same tune, and it's not exactly like we're in a so much better situation in the U.S. We can probably kick the can down the road a little longer than the other folks can.
Well, and that's the thing that you can look at when you look at the world globally, is that the U.S. Apparently has fully tapered the QE. There is no more QE here. Yes, there are low interest rates, but there are also low interest rates everywhere, it seems like, and other countries are printing money. So does that make you believe that the U.S. is one of the strongest economies or at least markets out there?
No, it makes me believe that a lot of things are priced into the U.S. that are simply not true. The U.S. has simply not talked down the dollar as much as the other folks have talked down their currency, and so we'll have to have some adjustments. Everybody trashes Europe. Well, they can only talk. They can't really print much money. And yes, we're done with the quote-unquote paper, but the balance sheet retains. Alan Greenspan, I had him talk about a week ago, and he said that the balance sheet of the Fed is a box of tinder. Inflation will eventually have to rise. The reason we get away with these things is because nothing has worked. As long as we muddle through, we might be okay. But how on earth can we afford interest rates if we have economic growth? How can the government finance its entitlements, its deficits? It just doesn't work. And it doesn't work in Europe. It doesn't work in Japan. So we need to have these negative real rates. In the best of cases, at the end of next year, if the Fed funds rate were at 175, on a real basis, after inflation, our rates would still be negative.
I believe an absolute no-win situation. You use the phrase kick the can down the road. You know, the question that I would have is just how much longer can the can be kicked down the road? And I would maintain that the can, at least as it applies to the alleys in the United States, the can continue to be kicked down the road as long as people believe, you know, what the mainstream press is being fed by the government and then put out to the public. I think the whole thing boils down to how long can they believe that. Axel, it's always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with the Three Musketeers. You know, I got to tell you, Axel Merck, I consider him to be a really good friend, but I got nothing but respect for him. I've known Axel Corey for probably about a dozen years. Met him, interestingly enough, at the San Francisco Gold Show way back when. And, you know, he was just getting started with Merck Investments, and he has done a marvelous job since then. A great, great contributor to our show. All right, so are the Three Musketeers, Dr. Richard Postma, Gary Savage, and Rick Ackerman. We're going to kind of recap what happened in the markets this past week. We're going to talk about the implications of a quote-unquote elimination of QE in the United States, a taking up of QE in Japan. We're going to see about how all of that, in our opinions, affects investors. Is this really the end of the world for gold? We're going to talk about that, too. Okay, the official close yesterday was the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up at 194.71, NASDAQ closed up 64.6, and the S&P closed up 23.27. The S&P ended up at 2017.92, some pretty big numbers. Doc, what do you think this is going to mean in terms of the conventional markets for U.S. investors?
Well, I think the markets, as I've said before, are going to get pretty volatile here. And I think gold is showing it. And I think it's going to get volatile for the general market as well. I think as far as gold is concerned, and I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago, we might challenge these lows again. And I really didn't think so at the beginning of the week. It didn't look like we were, but we did. And I think as far as the gold market's concerned, we're going to get a bounce back here. Probably not the first of next week, but we're going to get a bounce back, and we're going to move up to the price where we dropped from. Then it's going to get interesting. Then it's a question of, okay, do we have another down move in the precious metals yet that we have to look forward to? And we won't know that until we get up there and then see what the technicals show. But we're going to get a bounce back, and I think the dollar is going to come back down here pretty soon also. So things are going to get volatile, I think, for the conventional markets too, Al. And I wouldn't be surprised if next week we actually move down in the conventional market.
So, Gary, if we look back at the S&P just over the last month, we had pretty much a 10% retracement. And after that, when it hit its bottom on, I believe, October 15th or 16th, we have had 12 trading days, and only three of those have been negative. And those three negative days were less than a percent in total. But when we look at the upward moves, we are seeing multi-digit moves. Have you ever seen anything like this, and how does it fit into your cycles?
Well, as I said several weeks ago, when I guaranteed that this was not the beginning of a bear market, and I said when stocks come out of an intermediate bottom, the average gain over the first 12 to 15 days is usually between 5 and 8%. Well, obviously, this one has done a lot more than that, a lot quicker. This is one of the strongest moves out of an intermediate cycle I have ever seen, other than the move out of that bear market bottom in March of 2009. So we are not even vaguely close to a bear market. As a matter of fact, I think we're starting the bubble phase of this bull market, where the market just starts to go up just by nutty percentage gains daily. But you know, that means we're getting close to the top, but in percentage wise, we may still have a long ways to go. But in time wise, probably not so much. I'm going to say a top within 6 months.
Do you agree with that, Rick?
I could see a top within 3 days. You know that I've been bearish, as bearish as anyone out there, but I do stick with my targets, and I put out a target the other night of 2037 on the E-mini S&Ps. We came up to 2020 on one of the most spectacular of short squeeze rallies that Wall Street has ever seen, an amazing rally. But I have to say that even though I always look to my charts to tell me what's going on, I'm somewhat affected right now by the state of the world. There's definitely going to be a tone change here with the elections, and I think that Europe's slippage into deep recession is going to be a factor. You know, also, as some pretty good articles on Zero Hedge pointed out, the companies that have been buying back their shares may have reached the point where a point of diminishing returns, really, especially if they're borrowing essentially to pump earnings per share by shrinking their capitalization. So I'm not buying into the idea that the U.S. is recovering even remotely, and the trends in consumer spending are not too they're not too bullish. And I think it's because the consumer's hit a wall. The consumer is going to increase his spending if his income goes up, or if he can hock equity in his home. And, of course, we're getting very little growth in the home sector now. The U.S. economy is critically dependent on the growth of homes and the sales of autos. And both of those things are, you know, they're for – it's impossible because you know, people have maxed out their credit. And, of course, with the auto sales, it's a function of people buying more cars they can afford simply by leasing them. So I think all of these major factors that have pushed the economy nominally higher are, I think they're getting a little long in the tooth.
Now, Doc, we have heard in the past that tops of markets are marked by when your hairdresser is giving you stock tips and when the average Joe is just piling any amount of money they can into the market. Do you think that's what's happening right now in the conventional markets?
Not really, because there's a lot of people not piling into these markets. A lot of it's been buyback by corporations, and some of them I read are still going to do it, but I agree with Rick that it's got to be getting pretty expensive. And with all the debt that they're piling on their balance sheets, I've got to believe they've got to step back from that pretty soon. So I don't think there's a lot of people piling into this thing that is the general public anymore, because they don't have the money, frankly. So I don't think you're going to hear that at this top of people talking about this market, Corey.
Gary, I'd like you to comment on one thing that you and I and Corey chatted about in a daily editorial yesterday, and that was, and keep in mind we only have about 2 minutes here, you said that you think the Fed is continuing to print money, the public is just unaware of it because they're not announcing it. You really believe that?
Absolutely. The stock market's telling you that the Fed has not quit printing. Now, you look what happened the last two times they ended QE. 2010, the market crashed. 2011, the market crashed. Do you really think they're going to risk that again? There's no way they're going to risk that again. Now, it was politically impossible to continue the QE, at least publicly, so they had to at least publicly announce that they were tapering and were going to end QE. But, you know, the Fed's not ever going to be audited, so we don't know what they're doing, and I guarantee you they are not going to risk another 2010 and 11. They are still printing money.
Can I jump in here
yes,
for a second?
Dude. And keep in mind, you guys, we've got 50 seconds. Go for it, Rick.
I absolutely agree with Gary there. Maybe we sort of come to different ends, but there's no way there's going to be any tightening. I've put this out many times as to when the Fed will raise interest rates. The simple answer is never, because you've got the $250 billion worth of leveraged paper subjected to a few turns of the screw there, and it would all come tumbling down.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if you guys are right or you're wrong. It makes sense is all I can say. I know they never edit the Fed, for lack of better terms. But I really wonder if we can have that much non-disclosure. You know, I'd be curious to see what our folks on our forum think, because I know most of them are probably going to wildly disagree with me. But I don't know. That is total non-disclosure for an event that really affects the nation as a whole. And I think that would be criminal.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our roundtable with the Three Musketeers, Rick Ackerman, Gary Savage, Richard Doc Postma. Guys, switching it up a little bit right now, I want to chat about what each of you are doing with your money or telling your subscribers to do with their money, because these are very different times in the market. Seems very much news-driven on a day-to-day basis. I personally don't like investing day-to-day, but before I get into what I'm doing with my money, let's start off with you, Doc. You're always very open with us. What's some of the moves you've been making?
Well, three, Corey. Number one, for the first time in months, I bought some of the actual metal, gold and silver, yesterday. Should have waited for a day. You know, I might have gotten it at 35 bucks cheaper, but so for the first time in months, I bought the actual metal. Number two is I added to a couple of my gold stocks today when they took a dip, and I also had been nibbling a little bit on others, and I had sold out of those yesterday when they compromised some support levels, which I'll do, and I'll try to pick those up at cheaper prices again going forward, which I think we'll have, which will be a positive. But also today, I'm in Baltimore at a numismatic conference, and I was in an auction today where other dealers are, and I picked up some numismatics today. And it's interesting, what I saw was I got prices that I was very happy with that are less than they were just 6 months ago. Now, people could say, well, that's because people are scared because gold prices are dropping, and that probably had something to do with it. But it also, I have a feeling that these dealers are not seeing the demand for the numismatics, and they're probably afraid of deflation and maybe figure I can get some of these coins cheaper in the future, and that could be. But the pricing was very positive for me personally, and I'll buy something where it's been higher in the past, and that's what I'm doing right now, Corey.
Well, I got to tell you, I am taking action personally by not taking any action. And let me tell you what I mean by that. We have a fair amount of money wrapped up. About a third of our assets are wrapped up in the conventional market, as our listeners are aware. And I am taking action simply by not taking action. What does that mean? Well, I don't think this thing is going to last forever. I really don't. And I keep wondering, when is the time to pull the trigger vis-a-vis getting the majority of our assets out of there? Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm doing nothing along those lines as of this moment in time. Gary, what are you doing, bud?
Well, most of my capital is invested in the tech sector, in the Qs, triple Qs. I ramped up my leverage in that sector quite heavily once we got that bottom after October 15th. I've got a secondary position, a little bit smaller, in the energy stocks. I think energy is oil in particular and gasoline have been held down ahead of the elections. Once the elections are done, Washington's going to get out of the way. You know, they just needed energy prices down as we go into the election so the incumbents can get reelected. Everybody feels good. But once that's over with, politicians don't want oil to stay down because energy is the only sector creating jobs. So they're going to want oil to go back up. So I think the next position, or probably the best position, if you want to play the resources, is in the energy stocks. Because once oil is released to give us an intermediate degree rally, and I think it can probably maybe even go back up to $100, the energy stocks are just set to scream higher. That's where the really big money is going to come, along with the mining stocks, but I'm just a little bit nervous, but not a big one. I would rather have my biggest positions in the stock market and in the energy stocks.
Well, how would 22% plus returns sound? There's just one investment I can think of that's done that well in five of the last 6 years, and it was a pretty simple, straightforward bet on long-term treasury strips. It had just one down year in 2013, but to give you an idea of what the capital gains potential is, if yields were to test the 2012 lows, we would have a capital gain of better than 35% in the long-term treasuries, and also in certain vehicles that extend out with even further maturities, like some of these school financing bonds in California. If you're going to hold gold, I would suggest that you use a long bond position as a hedge. I think it'd be very difficult for both of those things to lose at the same time. As far as the precious metal sector, I do see that there's going to be a time to come into them, but I'm looking for at least somewhat lower lows before I start nibbling.
Well, you know, we talked about that at the end of the first hour. We talked about the opportunities that are available in the resource sector right now. I think those opportunities are huge. But then again, you know, I'm somewhat biased because of the show that Corey and I do. I would like to think that Corey and I are pretty well informed. I think that in terms of the resource sector, and by that I mean the metals portion of it, I still think that if your time frame is fairly extended, that's a pretty safe place to be. Let's talk a little bit about currencies. I mean, Gary, you're talking about being heavily invested in the tech sector. You like the energy sector a lot. What do you think about currencies?
The dollar probably has a little bit more to go, but then it's going to give us an intermediate degree decline. The euro will give us an intermediate rally, and that's what's going to drive gold, and it'll probably also help oil. It's also going to help the stock market. An intermediate decline will last a month and a half, maybe 2 months, and that's about what I expect. I expect a 1.5 to 2 month rally out of a gold, same thing for oil, and both of those are going to start back down because the dollar will reverse and continue this upward trend at least one more time into maybe the summer of next year. That's when we get our bottom in the CRB, and that's the point at which you can become a long-term holder in the precious metals market.
One other comment on what I've been up to before I throw it over to you, Doc, is actually learning a lot about the technicals. And we've had a lot of comments on the blog saying fundamentals don't matter in these markets right now. And I agree for this time period. I think in the long run, fundamentals do win out. But when we have these many different, I guess, cooks in the kitchen in these markets, I think you really do need to pay attention to technicals, because they are proving to be almost a more reliable source than betting on the fundamentals when you do look at these general averages. Doc, what's some of the comments you can make on that difference between fundamentals and technicals?
Absolutely, Corey, and that's why I prefer technicals, because you can always find reasons fundamentally for markets to move one way or another, but they often don't. And what technicals are telling you is what's facing you in the future. And so technicals have saved my bacon many times, and I'm happy for it. And they even help you make some money on the short-term side and medium-term side. But right now the technicals are still telling you that gold's under pressure. We're going to get a bounce here, and I feel strongly in that, but then we'll see what happens after that. But I know one thing, the technicals are telling me that some of these precious metal stocks are going to get cheaper. And I think this is the last leg down for them. And at that point in time, people are going to have an opportunity that they've never seen in a long time. And that's the time to really purchase. And if they do, they're going to be very happy, I feel, in the future.
Very happy. I'll just throw something out real quick here. Based on my cycles work, I think Doc is absolutely correct. And I don't think it's going to be more than 5 days. I think we're going to get our intermediate bottom within the next 5 days by the employment report next week. And then I think we get a very convincing bounce.
And I agree with that entirely. It's going to be close here. I can tell it from my technicals, we're going to get a good bounce, and it's going to be more than, and we're going to go up to it at least, or maybe even higher from where we sold off today.
Even though, if you look at currency charts going back 30 years, but not now, the dollar, if you connect the dots back to the top in early 2006 for major tops in the dollar index, in the last couple months we've broken above that. Not only that, but the pullback has developed enormous thrust. The dollar is about to push above the 2009 and 2010 peaks, and I'm going to guarantee that, and that's certainly a deflation. Inflationary headwind, also a cautionary factor as far as moving all in gold.
All right, I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show, guys. Great insights on the markets. It sure was quite the interesting week with all the different news flow that we had. Hopefully next week it settles down a little bit, because boy, was that ever interesting.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.